Okay, 12:05 p.m. on Saturday, March the 28th, 2020. It's, I started this morning. The distraction is real, and I'm not doing well with it. But I got my words in this morning. I'm gonna go home and have some lunch. It's the weekend, so I get to play this afternoon. Made mac and cheese last night for dinner. It was delicious, if I do say so myself. I'm gonna put my gloves back on because it is cold. It's 50 degrees. The ambient temperature is 50 degrees. The wind is rather brisk, and it's rather chilly. It snowed here last night. If you look at the picture, I think there's some white patches still amongst the trees that haven't melted off yet this morning. The sidewalks are clear. But, yeah, it snowed last night. So where am I? I don't know. I'm still working on Troy Harbor. I didn't get anything else that I wanted to get done yesterday. I didn't get to it, but today is Saturday, and today I'm not going to fret over it. So, yeah. The less stress I have on my system, the better off I am. Yeah, I'm sniffing because my nose is cold. It is I'm warming up fast, though. I'm walking right now. I'm walking in the sun, and the wind is behind me. For the first mile, the wind was funneling right in my hood, down my neck. And it took... It was cold. So what am I playing? I'm still playing Skyrim. Maybe this afternoon I'll play some. Civilization 6. I haven't played it enough to get a feel for the game. It's as grindy as starting a new character in Skyrim is. Starting a new civilization is painful. No, not really, but it goes along real slow, real slow, real slow, and then all of a sudden you're overwhelmed. And I'm pretty sure it's because I'm not familiar enough with the game to know what the right pacing is or what order I'm supposed to do things. I saw just some videos the other day. These people were, you know, they'd pick their place and they'd pause the game. And then they'd plot out, like, the next 50 moves in advance. I'm looking at that going, really? Is that how that's supposed to work? I don't know. It's an interesting game. I need to log into EVE Online too. I need to get my skill queues topped off again. I don't exactly know why, other than I'm paying for the game. I may as well play it. Even if it's only giving it a nod and a wink by keeping the queues full. most of my main characters are pretty much where as high as they can be without beginning to specialize in ships that I can't fly where I am, and I don't see me going to Lowe. I don't see me going to Null. I'm not dedicated enough to play it enough to be an interesting character to the corporations that are still there. I did see that Eve has got a new portable version called Eve Echoes, which looks a lot like Eve, except it's only available on portable devices. And the whole player-run, player-built, player-organized mechanics are all still there. I'm going, you know, that's one of the problems that I have with Eve, is the PvP. Right now they've got a killing is skilling or something. Skilling is killing, where you have to kill another player in order to get skill points. And I'm like, really? Well, no, you don't have to kill a player, you have to kill a ship, you have to... I suppose I could bring on a couple of characters and let them kill each other. Use free ships. Not sure that's exactly the... the intent. The challenge, of course, is doing it in high security space, where if I attack another character, I get blown up too. So, it's like, really? Like, there's not enough hate and discontent in the world. So, Wizard's Butler still does not have also bots, which I'm taking to mean that I haven't sold enough copies yet for the algorithms to see what the other people who bought my book are buying. Also Viewed is pretty much made up of all of my books, which is not too surprising. It's doing about what I expected to do. Once I sent out the message to the newsletter, I got a nice spike, sold a couple hundred books, and then everything just went blah, which is sort of what I expected. One of the problems is that everybody's home now and looking for something to read, and so anybody who wanted to buy the book jumped on email right away and got it. I probably need to segment that list. And it's the first book in a new genre, in a genre that a lot of hardcore fans don't actually read or aren't interested in. And so they're more interested in when's the next Ishmael book coming out, even to the degree that a lot of people didn't even pick up the Smuggler's books. So I wasn't expecting a mass exodus or a mass migration for people to follow me into urban fantasy territory. And it worked about the way I expected it would. I will get around to writing a sequel. And probably another one after that. We'll get a trilogy going. I still have 3 books in the queue. Kid still has Hostage Holding. Oh, I didn't do the paperback. Okay, well, nobody's going to buy a paperback these days and have it shipped, so I guess that's okay. Caught up on it, get ready, stay with me. Won't post. Howdy.
Nice beard.
Yeah, nice beard. a fellow beardo. When he was walking toward me, I thought he had a mask hanging around his neck, and then realized it was a beard. White beard, just like mine. So, hostage is still hanging in with the kid to do her half. She's doing a lot of revision on her work. The Dark Knight Station is in limbo, getting ready to look at it for a second draft. See how that looks. I still haven't gone through Angela's half of Troy Harbor yet either, so there's plenty of stuff for me to do. And what I'm lacking is the focus to get it done. We'll see what happens here as things continue. I think getting people used to the idea that we're not going to work, we're not making money, we're not doing what we normally do, I don't think that's really sunk in yet. Breeze. I'm not looking forward to getting down to the end of this block and making the turn north, because the wind is coming right down that street. Oh well. It's a short piece. What am I reading? I just read a couple more. I'm working on a couple more of the Midlife Crisis Paranormal Women's Fiction, whatever it is. What did I just finish? I finished Carol Vanatta's Pico's Crush. What else did I read? I read something else in between. Blew through it in like zero time. What I'm reading now is Suddenly Psychic. It was Janet DeLeon's Wrong Side of 40. Which is really quite cool. It was really quite good. The basic conceit for all of these, as for so many, is that the women are victims of cheating husbands. The husbands are always trolls, which seems legit to me. I don't have any problem with it. This one, Suddenly Psychic, it doesn't appear as if the crisis is going to be woman having to pick up her life after her husband leaves her or kicks her out of the house, or some variation on that theme. But I like the conceit. The conceit is that three women shared a near-death experience, and now each of them has a different psychic power. So they're all three suddenly psychic. And it's shaping up to be a pretty cool story. I like it a lot. I like the way... I can't remember her name now. I like the way she set it up anyway. It's an interesting take on the basic construct of women rebuilding their lives at midlife, and I like that it's at least for the moment, it's not, the rebuilding is not based on some trollish behavior on the part of their significant others. One has none. One is a widow. Her husband had a coronary. And the third one, the point of view character, seems to be wondering if there's still a spark, but not willing to give up yet. So I'm enjoying it. I like it a lot. I'm liking this whole series. Other than the predilection for certain members of the group to cliffhanger the ending. And no, I'm not going to pre-order it. I don't go to Amazon to pre-order. I know other people do. I shouldn't generalize on the basis of my own preference. But I don't pre-order. I don't, as a rule, read reviews. Reviews are too easily gamed. They're too easily abused. Maybe it's just because I'm so familiar with what goes on there that I put absolutely no credence to them at all. I mean, they're nice. If somebody wants to leave me a good review, I'm not gonna poop on it, but. Amazon is so terrible at policing it for gaming. It's not. It's sort of like one of these self-selection surveys. And the people who self-select, the people who choose to participate, aren't the rank and file. They aren't the readers. They're either hardcore fans like you guys, or they're people who bought the book expecting one thing and getting another, which happens. And it pissed them off so bad they felt the need to warn the rest of humanity by voicing their strenuous objections. Deb Gary just had somebody go through one of her books and mark every expletive as an error and suggesting another word in its place. Yeah, I'm sure that went over. Actually, I know how it went over. She was really pissed because she had to go through and resolve all of those one at a time. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.